Welcome to your five for the day on this Christmas Eve. I wonder how many times over this Christmas period that we have said Happy Christmas to family and friends. Somebody once said that happiness depends upon happenings, but joy abides. I hear what he was saying because there is a difference. Wishing people happiness today is one thing, but what about tomorrow, or next week, or next year even? The New York Times once ran some essays under the heading Happy Days. The final one, Happy Ending, about what exit from this life one will have, attracted over 260 responses. The majority of them expressed a complete lack of hope. Some prescribed their own fanciful thoughts of what they will do when they leave this world and pass into eternity. One contributor fancied he would become an intergalactic traveller, and if in his endless travels he ever came near to planet Earth again, he would give it a wide berth. In truth, we have no control as to how or when we shall die, because to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, and that time is in God's hands. When Jesus was born at Bethlehem, the circumstances and conditions were hardly conducive for his parents. The arduous journey from Nazareth to the city of David was not what a woman heavy with child would choose. But it was demanded of them, not only by the authorities, but also by the word of God. Micah chapter 5 reads, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel." There are two Bethlehems in Israel, one near Nazareth and the other near Jerusalem. It would have been more convenient to go to the Bethlehem near Nazareth, but no, Christ had to be born in the city of David. Mary's maternity ward was a stable. There was no place for them in the inn. The crib that she laid her baby in was a cattle manger, no health and safety put in place for her. Before she was with child, she said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." She trusted the Lord in conception, and she trusted him for the birth of her firstborn son. This sinless baby Jesus grew up to become a sinless man who willingly gave his life at Easter to die in our place. He then rose from the grave so that those who believe in him would be saved. That's how God and sinners can be reconciled for all eternity, and that is truly something to sing about. Although there have been great Christmas gifts presented throughout the ages, the greatest gift ever given was given by God himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you taken possession of the greatest gift ever given? If not, why not receive Christ right now and have a happy Christmas and a blessed eternity? God bless you. And may you have a very happy Christmas from everyone at your five for today. Thank you for listening.